Now, why is resurrection necessary? Let's just put Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael and Sarah, let's put them all to the side now. And let's just focus on the subject of resurrection. Why is resurrection necessary? In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, Paul said that if there was no resurrection, then we of all men are the most pitiable. As covenant friends of God, our hope and trust is that we will be with Him forever. That was God's intent and design for mankind all along. God never designed us to die. He created everything that you see around you. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created the trees, the animals, the stars, the moon, the birds, the fish, the plants, the insects, the mountains, the sunrises, the sunsets, and the people. Everything that you see around you was created by our God, the Creator. And then God placed Adam into a perfect garden that He had planted specially for Adam and his family to live in. There was just one tree in that whole garden that they were not allowed to eat from. How did that tree get there? We don't know. We assume that God planted it, but the Bible doesn't say that He did. It says that God planted every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good for food. Genesis 2 verse 9. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil was not good for food. In fact, God told Adam that if he ate of that tree, he would surely die. The fruit of that tree was deadly, poisonous fruit. Adam disobeyed God and ate from that forbidden tree. When he did so, death entered the world. What is death? Death is the complete reversal of creation. Have a look at Genesis 2 verse 7. The New King James Version says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Close your eyes. Picture it in your mind's eye. Can you see God taking a handful of soil and working that soil just like a potter works a handful of clay? Then see God breathing His spirit into the man that He formed. And then see the man coming to life. The same steps that God followed in creating Adam are the same steps that death follows in reverse. Step number one, God takes a handful of soil. Step number two, God gives it form. Step number three, God breathes His spirit into the man's body. Step number four, the man becomes a living soul. And then it gets reversed and goes back to step number three. The man's spirit leaves his body. Step number two, the body loses its form. And step number one, all that is left is a handful of soil. Genesis 3 verse 19 in the New King James Version says, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." What a terrible thing to happen. That whole beautiful creation that God made, destroyed. Just because they disobeyed God, everything was undone. Everything was reversed. Death is the complete opposite of everything that God did. Think about it. Chew on it. sin completely reversed creation. But all was not lost. God is the God of the impossible. God made a plan to bring everything that was dead back to life, and that plan is called resurrection. All of creation will be resurrected. Yes, everything that God made in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 was doomed to destruction because of Adam's sin. The Bible tells us that one day it will all be destroyed by fire. But in Revelation 21, we see there is a whole new creation. Revelation 21 verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. New King James Version. That's great news. The best part of it all is the fact that God throws nothing away. The Greek word, which is translated as new in Revelation 21 verse 1, is kainos. I think I said that right. Hopefully I did. According to Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words, this word does not mean new in time. Instead, it means new in form or quality, of a different nature from what is contrasted as old. In other words, it means renewed or resurrected. Isaiah 65 verse 17 speaks of the same thing. In the New King James Version it says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind." One day, God will take the pile of dust that is left over from the old creation, which we are living in today, and he will resurrect it and make everything brand new. There will be animals and birds and other creatures living on the new earth. Psalm 104, verse 24 to 30 in the New King James Version says, "O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan, which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth." There we see in verse 29, it speaks of the death of the animals, while verse 30 speaks very clearly of their resurrection and the renewing or resurrection of the earth itself. This is the lesson that God was teaching Abraham. Resurrection. God was teaching him that his descendants would not just be of the first or old creation, but that they would live forever as part of the new creation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Galatians 6 verse 15 says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation." The only thing that matters is the new creation. See, God always works in patterns. He follows the same or similar steps when creating the new creation as he did when he created the first or old creation. In the old creation, he worked like a potter, forming Adam out of the soil in his own image. He follows the same pattern as he works inside our hearts and forms us into the image of his Son. Isaiah 64 verse 8 says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand." Romans 8 verse 29 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." Just as in the old or first creation, Adam was the first man, and all of the sons of man would come out of Adam, in the very same way, in the new creation, Jesus is the first man. And all of the people of the new creation will come out of Jesus. That's why we are members of his body. We are in him. Just like in the old creation, all the physical people were in Adam, symbolically speaking. They all came out of him. They all came from his lineage. In the same way, in the new creation, all the people will come out of Jesus. He is the firstborn from the dead. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for today. This has been really good. God bless you all, and see you next time. Bye for now.